Notice he addresses the princes, the governors of the house of Judah. Almost always when the church goes wrong, it's not because her people have gone wrong, it's because her ministers and her office bearers have gone wrong, and they have misled the people of God. And so God addresses the leaders, and God says to them, "Hear the word of the Lord, O house of David. Thus says the Lord, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him who is plundered out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go forth like a fire, and burn so that no one can quench it, because of the evil of your doings." In other words, there was an inconsistency between the confession and the conduct of the people and their rulers. And the people were saying, "We are saved because we are children of Abraham, and our God is the God of covenant faithfulness. Surely we are secure, and we confess that Jacob is our father." There was the confession, but the conduct was inconsistent with that confession. And so there was injustice, there was violence in the land, and the law of God was not held in high regard. And I hope you and I know this as well, that the confession that you and I make with our lips is important. What you and I say before God is vital, because God is truth, and in Him there is no shadow of turning. But if you and I make a confession, it is vital that our conduct reflects that confession. In other words, the way we live is consistent with the profession that we make. And this is why we read from Hebrews chapter 13. But the apostle writes to the early New Testament Christians, and he says to them, "Follow the leaders that God has set over you." But notice what he says, "So long as their conduct is consistent with the confession that they have made before God." Where their conversation and where their conduct is inconsistent with their confession, then you and I ought not to follow the example that they set before us. We ought to honor them only when their confession is consistent with their conduct. And here there was an inconsistency. They were saying, "Oh, we believe in Jehovah, and we have Jacob as our father. We believe his word." But in practice, they were not keeping his word. I wonder if your conduct and my conduct is consistent with the confession that we make. That here in the Reformed Presbyterian Church of Scotland, in this congregation, we are here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are here to grow together in the knowledge of our blessed Savior. If that's what we say, is that truly what we mean? And do our lives reflect that confession? Are we able to pray with our brothers and sisters who disagree with us? Will we pray for them? Will we pray that the God who has been so gracious to us will be gracious to them as well? No bitterness within us. No action that is motivated by spite or malice. We are here because we are consumed by the zeal for the glory of God.